Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today. We live in a world where it's easy to get caught up in the negative thinking about our body, shaming our body. My body's not enough. I've got too much fat here. I'm not big enough here. I'm too skinny. Whatever it is, the shame, the judgment, the comparison, that will consume you and it'll hold you back from attracting what you want. For example, you don't want people to see you in a swimsuit because you're not happy with your body. And that can make you self-conscious. It can make you feel depressed, which makes it harder to take action in the effort of attraction. So if we're constantly crippled by this fear or judgment or insecurity or shame, we're not going to take the action to help us attract and become a magnet for what we want in our life, the magnet of abundance, of love, of wealth, of health, of good friends, of opportunities, of creation. We're not going to be the magnet. So what if you focused on your desire to want to work out more, to eat better, to love yourself for where you are in your journey? What if you focused on that instead? And if you only focused on those pillars and not what others might think about you or how you look compared to someone else, what if you did that and focused on the day-to-day moments and the journey as opposed to where you are compared to someone else? Then all of that is outside of you. And when you're putting your energy into thinking about insecurities or lack or stress or comparison, the opinions of others and the embarrassment of someone's gonna laugh at me because I don't look as good, it doesn't allow you to put energy into bettering yourself. Now, this is not easy if we've never learned how to do this. This is not something that comes natural to most people if you've never learned how to do this. This is a practice. This is something that you're gonna wanna form a new habit and try and consistently show up for every day, if possible, to support you in the different areas of your life that you wanna attract more abundance in. With your business, how much energy are you putting into the fears of running out of money, scarcity, not having enough, of having a product that nobody will want, and comparing yourself to the other competitors and constantly competing in comparison as opposed to serving? How can I just serve the clients that I have? How can I add more value to them and let the results speak for themselves? And how can I constantly show up and be better as a leader and develop new skills so that I can attract new clients, so I can effectively have more confidence when I'm reaching out to prospects, so I can create more consistent content on social media, whatever it is you're trying to do. But if all of your energy is spent on the opposite, the stress of not having enough, of trying to sell and going broke and going out of business, it's keeping you from attracting more customers. It's keeping you from innovating your product and focusing on how you're able to serve more people and serve the world. When you can come from a place of, I love myself, I love the journey I'm on. Maybe I'm not where I want to be, but I love where I'm at right now, and every day I'm working towards the improvement of myself. I did this step that I said I was going to do. I was consistent when I said I was going to show up 5 days a week with my health or with these action steps. It's you following through on your commitments to yourself, which will attract more goodness in your life. It's when you're constantly breaking your word, is when you doubt your own self because you're not being in integrity with yourself. So here's the tricky part that will take time to work through, yet it's so important for your growth. Where we direct our energy and focus is often related to beliefs we hold about ourselves and the world. Now, those beliefs can be traced back as early as our childhood, obviously from the different events that we go through in our childhood. And Rhonda Byrne's advice for this is start to listen to yourself and look at the things that you have really strong opinions about. Where you have a really strong opinion is a belief that's underneath that. You can dissolve those beliefs and feel free. Every time you're able to drop the phrase, I believe, from something, you feel completely free. It's amazing to feel light as a feather and actually feel invincible. Doubt and uncertainty play a big part in most people's lives, and those two things can be paralyzing. So just imagine living life with zero uncertainty. And when we understand and work through our beliefs that don't serve us anymore, and we can start to change our thinking to what do I want for my life, that's when we can begin taking actions to help us achieve it. And that's what this is all about. So if you've got kids, if you've got work, there's only so much time to really attract the things you want and take action on those things on a daily basis. So I'm a big believer in creating structure in your life, in scheduling the most important things for you on a daily basis, on creating goals for yourself, and having a coach, an accountability buddy, someone you hire that shows up for you. So in my health, that's what I do. I've got a boxing trainer to help me improve a skill there and also get a good workout. I've got a lifting trainer as well. I schedule it in. I make time. Sometimes I have to do it in the middle of the day in between stuff in my business. Sometimes it's gotta be early in the morning. Sometimes it's gotta be at night. It's not always this most easy, ideal way of going about it. But when you want to create more in your life, when you're trying to be a bigger leader, there's gonna be more pressures and responsibilities that show up with that effort. And so it's figuring out what is the most important things to do with my time? How do I schedule this in? How do I create accountability so I make sure I show up for my dreams and my goals so that when I look back 3, 6, 12 months of taking consistent action, things are manifesting and I'm attracting them because I'm showing up consistently.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.